Thanks very much for joining me. I'm Bob Franklin. Today, a conversation with Joe Burke and Oliver Cooper. We're talking about their movie, Burt, a movie inspired by the real life of Burt Berger, a 69-year-old street musician living with Parkinson's disease. Now let's meet Joe and Oliver.
So Oliver and I, we're family friends from day one. We both grew up in Toledo, Ohio. Oliver's older brother, Jason's my age, so I'm a little older than Oliver. And we've always known each other. And the first time Oliver and I collaborated, because I was always making movies as a kid, is his mom hired me to do his bar mitzvah video when he was 13 years old in Ohio. He paid me $100 to direct this little fun 1920s style mafia short film. So that's our history in terms of he and I getting going together. Our new movie, Burt, that's premiering at Cinequest in a few weeks, is our second feature that we're very excited about that we wrote and produced together. I directed it, and Oliver stars in it.
Okay, star. Oliver.
Nice. So Joe and I, Joe did this short video for my bar mitzvah when I was 13. And kind of actually, funny enough, like, I don't know if in that moment I was like, I'm going to be an actor, but it kind of did. I loved showing it to people and all that. And when I graduated, right before I graduated high school, a year before, I started doing some stand-up comedy and started to like get the bug for, you know, doing entertainment. I ended up going to college in Arizona State for a year, doing stand-up there, and just got more and more into it. And I decided to move to Los Angeles after that, and was doing a lot more stand-up pretty much every night, and, you know, doing the hustle like everyone in LA does. In an acting class, I found out about an audition for this movie, Project X, which I ended up booking, which was my first job, my first audition. And that kind of started my career off, and I started, you know, working and doing shows like Californication and Red Oaks and Mindhunter and other movies and Hangover 3 and I don't know, some other stuff. But in that time, Joe and I had really started, Joe was already living in Los Angeles, we started to really work on stuff that we were passionate about and wanted to write together. And so we made short films. We made a feature called Four Dogs that he mentioned, and kind of led up to this movie Burt, which is written about, is really loosely based on a friend of ours who is a 70-year-old musician with Parkinson's. Been fascinated by him, and his, you know, he just has this endlessly, he's endlessly optimistic and just a beautiful soul. And we wanted to make a movie about him. And we talked about all these different ideas, like how could we do a movie with him? He's so great. And yeah, that's kind of how that was the impetus of this thing. So.
Well, that's great. I'm going to get to the movie, but I want to maybe drill down a little bit more and have you guys tell me a little. Oliver, you mentioned passion, and I need to have you guys, for the audience, tell me each about the passion, what it is and what you do that is most passionate and brings you the most passion. I'll start with you, Joe, and then to Oliver.
Sure. Yeah, no, great question.
Okay.
You know, my passion, I'm a big believer, I know this might sound cliche at this point, but as a big believer that we're all a lot more alike than different. And I think what I love to do in film is tap into, you know, all the movies that Oliver and I try to make or stuff that I like to write is like everyday people, you know, everyday people trying to do their best, everyday people who have their problems, who go through their own dramas, but like ultimately with good intentions or what they think is good intentions. I like writing human stories, whether it's in a comedy vehicle, a dramatic vehicle, sometimes even horror and thriller. But you have people who are really just like ultimately just trying to figure out life and do their best on this journey that we're all on. And I think there's something really special about making films that after the film's over, you can start talking to people they don't even know, strangers, and just finding this automatic connective tissue and having some emotions come up that you may not experience on your busy sort of everyday journey. But like when you watch a piece, you watch a good movie or, you know, like Oliver says, this movie Burt, where Burt has such an inspiring, beautiful soul of a person that we captured in this movie that will just hit these emotions in ways that are so refreshing and honest and real. And I just think there's something for me that I'm very passionate about, just sort of bringing people together through the use of storytelling through film.
Great. Oliver.
For me, passion, it's a tricky one, but I think for me, passion is finding something that just moves you. So it's hard to be like, I'm passionate about one thing. It's just, and it changes. You know, when I'm 25, I was very passionate about maybe something that maybe today I wouldn't be as passionate about. And it's like, as an actor, a lot of times you're hired and you do a job and it can be a lot of fun, but it doesn't necessarily mean that you're like the most passionate about it and you're just doing it as a job. And then there's so when, you know, with Joe and I and getting to work on stuff that we want to, that maybe maybe no one sees the value in it. No, maybe Hollywood doesn't see the value in what it is. And we're, but inside of me is this passion. I have to see this story through. There was something about this guy, Bert, that I just was like, I couldn't stop thinking about him, and Joe as well. And we talked about this. It's like, I couldn't stop thinking about, like, this guy is so unique and like needs this story told. And it didn't matter about, like, another thing about passion, it shouldn't, if you know you're passionate about it, or getting paid to do something and you're doing it because you really love doing it, that's passion. Like, I excitedly got out of bed every day to work on this movie, even though I'm not making money on it, you know? So that's, I'm losing money on it. Yeah, frankly, I'm losing money. Yeah,
I'll put some money into the project to make it happen. So, yeah.
One of the things that I really want us to get into is your story. You're on Burke. Talk a bit about Burke. Fill us in and what makes him this unique, soulful person that you guys have spent some time chronicling and bringing his story to life. And I'll let you guys go in any direction you want to. So we'll start with you, Burke, and then we'll back and forth with Oliver.
Sure.
All right. I was going to say there's a personal element here, Robert, because my father also has Parkinson's in real life. So I'm sort of making a father-son story that dealt with Parkinson's a little bit while actually living with my father at this time. This is 2 years ago in his condo in LA, helping take care of him. I was editing the movie there while, marrying life. My dad's doing okay. He's in an assisted living place now. So that's a personal element. In terms of Bert, Oliver and I first met Bert 10 years ago or 13 years ago, we might have been different ways. I met him. He was playing music at a restaurant in Malibu on the weekends where I just go frequent, and he'd just walk around the tables and play his songs. I'm like, this guy is unbelievable, and he's an awesome guy and hilarious and so unique and original. I know Oliver has his own experience that he'll share. But so we kind of knew Bert even before the Parkinson's came into play. It was sort of as we were kind of getting to know him over the years. We made a short film with him, another project with him, and we kind of were like, we fell in love with the guy. And then it was time to kind of like think about this feature for 4 or 5 years. Oliver just like kept like thinking like, what is the story we can do with Bert? What's the movie? What's this? How can we showcase him and his music to the world? How can we do this? It's not a documentary. I know, Robert, you make documentaries. I love documentaries, but I'm more of a narrative. But I wanted to have something that kind of had a documentary feel to it where we can actually see Bert as himself. So,
Joe loves it. We both love authenticity. So it's like, we're always trying. We oftentimes in the things we work on, we're always putting in real people mixed with actors. It's a thing we kind of both gel over. And so that was a big part of this. It's like it is a total feature film or a narrative feature, but it is, there's a lot of real people mixed in it that give it such a authentic feel to it.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, so the Parkinson element was like, it became part of the story because it was part of Bert's real life. Like Oliver was saying, so we're tapping into a real life. We actually shot the movie at Bert's actual house. His actual roommate named Steve, who's this 75-year-old, very interesting, long bearded, great guy, who actually plays the roommate in the movie. The only part that's kind of like real fictional is Oliver shows up as his long lost son in the beginning. And that's the part that is not true to life, but everything else kind of is. And so the Parkinson's was just frankly part of it. And as Bert being a singer, songwriter, guitar player, and dealing with Parkinson's sort of coming into his life, which is, we all get older and everyone, has their own health things as time goes on. And for Bert, his Parkinson's starting to interfere with his passion of playing music for the last, 55, 60 years. It was just something that was happening, and we didn't want to hide it. We wanted to embrace it. Bert wanted to embrace it. And it's also very inspiring that he's even, in spite of the Parkinson's coming in and creeping into his life during this time, he still practices every day. He still warms up his fingers every day. He's still picking the guitar every day. And he still believes
at 70 years old as a musician, as a struggling musician, to still believe that you're going to be a rock star takes a lot. I mean, that's a lot of belief. I mean, we all know how difficult it is to make it in any career, and especially in the arts. And he still has 100% belief in himself. And he talks about how the Parkinson's isn't going to beat him. And I think it's so for me, Bert is always just this beautiful, and he's always been like that even without the Parkinson's. He was this beautiful, endlessly optimistic, like very funny, very charming guy. So that was what really drew us in. And one thing I really love, even though the movie is about a guy who has Parkinson's and it's a big part of the film, it's not a Parkinson's movie. It's not like this sad movie that is about a guy finding out he has Parkinson's or whatever. And I think that's that's the thing that really excites me about it. And I think people who have Parkinson's or are affected by it in any way, whether you have a family member like Joe or you're in that community, I think it's moving to see somebody, you know, living with it optimistically and still dreaming and not being taken down by it and not making it like a
not defined by it, right? Not defined by the disease, but living their life still, you know, in spite of the disease.
But we know that music therapy is very good for, you know, movement, balance, mood. I'm just curious to know, do you think as a take-home message from this very inspiring movie, we can talk about it, we can see the positiveness of music in helping continue to fuel Bert and perhaps talk a little bit about, you know, that portion of, you know, that take-home message, music, balance, movement, the power of music. Talk a bit about that from your particular perspective. I know it moves me as someone who loves music, you know, music is a universal language, you know, it keeps the body moving. So talk a bit about that.
Yeah, I'll go ahead. You want to go first?
Yeah, you go first, Joe.
I mean, you know, so one thing that was important to us, you know, was to have like Bert's original music in it, right? So he does play a few songs throughout the movie, and the power of the music, we wanted to intertwine it, and I'm not gonna give any spoilers away because I'd love for the audience to obviously see this movie at some point, but there is a couple powerful scenes, one specifically that the music that Bert plays live actually affects the main characters emotionally to make new decisions towards the middle end of the movie. And so there is a power in music. There is a power in coming together through music. There is a power in reflecting on yourself, listening to music, which is why we all sit there in the car and drive to work and listen to music. And our brain kind of goes into these places that is beautiful and sometimes scary and real and honest and inspiring and all of it, right? But the music triggers these emotions. And I think maybe part of why I fell in love with Bert 12 years ago when I saw him at the restaurant playing music is because of simply that. He was just at my table at a restaurant playing guitar with such passion. And there is something you see in the person's soul. You see, you connect with them in a way that is almost like unspoken. And I think that's why this stranger who I met at a restaurant just happened to, like, now cut to 12 years later is starring in this movie with Oliver I made. It's just through the music that we fell in love with this guy a little bit. There is a power to that.
And music is a big part of this movie. You know, Joe and I, our first movie, we actually, it was a very, it's a kind of a slower movie and a slower burn, but we purposely didn't use music in that movie. And for this one, music is such a big part of it. And we actually even brought on Tim Rutili of Caliphone, who did the original score and did such an amazing job with this movie. Like, I mean, this movie is a true labor of love. We didn't have a lot of money to make this, and he really elevated the movie with his music as well. And he was super inspired by Bert, like, you know, by Bert's guitar playing and his singing, so he tried to, like, kind of mesh the score with Bert's style a little bit, and it was great.
What would you want moviegoers to take home from your movie, other than to be inspired and motivated? What would you want them to feel? I know every moviegoer will have a different feeling or take something different from a good movie, certainly one that touches the heart like this one appears to. But address that point. We'll start with you, Oliver, and then we'll go to Bert.
Robert, the only thing I truly care about is that people walk away thinking I'm a great actor.
I need a job, Robert.
No, I'm kidding. No, I just want people to you know, I think it really, for me, it comes back to Bert. I think I want people to recognize what Joe and I recognize about this guy. I think that's the, if I really think about why we wanted to make this movie more than anything, it's him. And I want people to see see the magic that we see in him. And I think we did capture that. And everyone who's seen it, the small sample size of friends and family have seen this movie, recognize that about this guy. Like, who is this guy? And that's what I want people to take away from it. And I would say that.
Joe? Yeah, I agree with that. I mean, you know, I really wanted to make a movie that was just a lot of fun. And by fun, I mean entertaining, heartfelt. There's, again, I don't want to spoil it a lot, but like, besides this beautiful story of this person, there's also a fun plot to it, some twists and turns, and there's an authenticity to this movie that I have a couple friends who've seen like an early private cut just to kind of take a peek at it.
And they've said, like, very humbly, like, they're like, it's one of my favorite movies I've seen all year. Like, they really just enjoyed, they're like, I haven't seen anything like this. So I think the freshness and Burt being such a unique character, and Oliver is, I mean, Oliver's done great work from Project X on, but I'm telling Oliver, I think this is a career-defining moment for him as an actor. I think he's wonderful in this movie, and I can't wait for everyone to see him in this role. And I just think that there's something really special and unique and sort of like a freshness base, especially with the movies today. And I don't mean to throw any shade on, like, Netflix or anything, but there's just a lot of stuff feels a little more cookie cutter sometimes. And I just feel like with this movie, there's such a uniqueness and authenticity stemming from Bert that I just think there's a freshness, and hopefully people can relate to it and really, laugh, cry, enjoy the music, like, be like, wow, I gotta tell my friends to see this movie. Like, that's what we want people to be able to, like, pass it on, pay it forward,
I want to ask another question. Many, many years ago, I did an interview with a gentleman who did Mark Twain, get into full character, and he would become Mark Twain. And one of the questions I asked him was, how do you get into the character? What's the preparation to get into a character to transform yourself from Joe Doe to Mark Twain? And he explained it beautifully. So I'd like to ask Oliver, how do you get into or fit into your character as you're preparing for him and delivering that particular person on stage or on screen?
Well, I think every performance or every character is different. Obviously,
Yes.
sometimes you're almost it doesn't require bringing in so much, and sometimes it requires you got to find, sometimes you feel like there's so many things that are connecting me to this character, and then sometimes you feel like I don't really have anything in common with this guy, and I got to figure out, I played a serial killer, and, on a show, and it's like I had to do a lot of research to try and find my way into this guy. And I think you just try to prepare as much as possible. I mean, with Bert, I was trying to find my character before we started shooting. I was trying to find my character and how I fit into this world. And it was kind of, the characters in this world are so unique and so real and so lived in that I was, because they are real people, I was so nervous about coming in there as like the actor. That was my biggest fear. Like, I just did not want to be like, oh, there's this really great people that I really love watching, and it feels like a documentary and feels so real. And there's the actor. Like, I just wanted it to be seamless. And that was really important to me. So it's like, trying to, working with Bert, like, I would sit down, I would try different, one point I knew I was from New York. So I was like, maybe I'm a hard New York accent. Maybe, it's just trying to find who this guy was. And it's a lot of trial and error. And sometimes you don't feel like you know who you are. And sometimes you feel like I know exactly who this guy is. That's kind of the beauty of acting, I guess.
And let me ask you, Joe, how do you capture those unique moments? When do you know that you have that perfect capturing of that particular take from an actor like Oliver, if you care to?
Totally. Yeah. And by the way, Robert, these are great questions. So thank you for putting thought into these questions. These are really good questions. I mean, with Bert, what we did is, so Oliver and I, on both of our two features, because we're working with people who are not necessarily actors, more real people, we're writing extensive, detailed outlines, as opposed to like a traditional 100-page script. We're writing like a 30-page detailed outline, got all the beats, got a lot of dialogue, but it's a little bit more of a roadmap for Oliver and I, as the producer writers of the films, to take. Bert, for example, and his roommate Steve are never reading this document. This is a document that me and Oliver and my DP and our team of the filmmakers are understanding to make sure that the movie's going in the right direction. But we wanted to keep it loose enough where Bert, for example, the way he speaks is so wonderful, and he's sort of got a poetic nature and a sense of humor that we didn't want to tailor. We didn't want to tell him what to say. We just wanted him to speak from his heart. That's the whole kind of point of this movie, speak from the heart. And the way Oliver and I went into this is like, hey, Oliver, Oliver's going to sort of, Oliver's such a professional actor that he can have Bert and Steve sort of do what they're doing, and Oliver will react naturally to make sense of what they're doing. So it's like improv, where Bert and Steve are doing their thing, and Oliver will yes and it to keep the story going. So he's sort of balancing that while I'm behind the camera. We shot two cameras with this movie, which was allowing us to have one camera on Bert, one camera on Oliver, and we're cross shooting. So when they're doing a conversation, we're filming both of them at the same time, so we can really use both angles of that conversation that's coming out more naturally, and then edit it down and shape it. And I'm behind the camera saying, "Hey, you know, Bert, talk about that thing about your mother that you told me." Or I'm kind of prompting him a little bit and to give him a jumping off point, and then he'll go, and Oliver will sort of bounce with them. And you know, Oliver, I know with the plot points, we know this movie through and through, so Oliver knows how he has to react or what questions to ask Bert on screen to keep the story unfolding in a very fun,
Way. Your motivation is every scene. You know, I know what I'm there to do in this scene, and I know what I want out of him, and sometimes it you know, it goes in a direction that you're like, I wasn't expecting it to go there, and then you run with that, and that gives you the freedom of, like, you know, even on a very scripted movie, oftentimes you'll find a moment, you'll find something, you're like, guys, that's, we gotta put that into the movie. And I love working in that way. I understand people that want to be very much, they have exactly what they want on the page, exactly they're going to do that. But I also really enjoy working with sort of freedom. I mean, some of my favorite moments in this movie were, we were about to shoot a scene. I mean, I'll just give one. We were about to shoot a scene and Bert's friend in the neighborhood rolls up on a bicycle, starts talking to him. And I'm like, who is this guy?
Yeah, and Bert's like, this is my neighbor, Mikey. And so we just said hi to him. I'm like, hey, Mikey, do you have literally 10 minutes to just like be a quick little moment in this film? And he's like, I guess, sure. And so we had him sign an actor release form, and we told him what to say, and he kind of rolled his bike up and said, hey, Bert, and they have this great little interaction. It ended up becoming the first like big scene of the movie. And right. Like Oliver said, it wasn't even in the script. So like we let the magic of the environment.
It adds texture. It adds so much, like, it's just like, it's so authentic. And it's like, and yeah, it just, I love that. My favorite thing about making this movie was the style in which we did it. For me as an actor, allowed so many moments. You dream of moments as an actor to go, oh my God, I didn't see that coming. That was amazing. Like, I had a real reaction. Like, you, acting is really trying not to act. And so, you know, so many of those moments in this movie where I'd be like, wow. Like, and oftentimes it wasn't even me. It was just something that Bert or Steve did, or one of the other characters that we cast did, that was just, we couldn't have written that, you know, it was so magical. And we captured a lot of that in this movie, which I think hopefully the audience recognizes.
The magic of this particular movie can be traced back to you all's relationship, early relationship, working with one another, feeling the connection, the experience that you guys have really put you in a unique position and almost knowing how to finish the other person's sentence, so to speak. So talk a bit about that long-term connection that you guys have had over a number of years.
We're like an old married couple, Oliver.
Yeah, we get in fights. We, you know, no, but I think the thing is, when with anyone you work with for a long time, is a creative. First off, is a creative understanding. I know what Joe wants, and ultimately, as you know, I'm the actor a lot of times, and we co-write a lot of stuff, or we're creatively working on a lot of stuff, and I know Joe is the maestro. He's in charge. He's got the vision. And I kind of know what he wants and what I need to give him. And sometimes we might get a little, I don't think that I should, I think it should be this, whatever. But like, ultimately at the end of the day, we sort of see things the same way. And there's a sort of, it is an ease to it too. It's like, you want to be relaxed, whatever you do. I mean, whether you're a musician, actor, anything, you want to, painter, you want to be relaxed. That's when you're going to do your best work. And I think, like, there's no fear of performing in front of Joe. There's no like judgment. It's like, I can fail in front of him. Like, let me try that. Yeah, that didn't work. Okay, cool. It's like, there's no fear to do that. And I think that lends itself to doing some interesting work as well.
Yeah, that's a great point. Yeah, we definitely have this like, you know, trust in each other, which is cool. And also, when you're like, basically, we're a family. We're essentially like brothers in a lot of ways and growing up together. So we can kind of be brutally honest. And there's only a few people in your life that you can be so honest with. And when you're able to be that honest with someone who you're actually creating something with as well, it just allows you to unlock these little conversations that ultimately, even they can be butting heads at times, every single time, I think I would agree with this, it always gets us to a better place. Even if it takes us a little time to get there, it'll always lead us to a place where it's like, okay, this is actually better than what we were thinking originally.
Yeah.
And so that's cool. And we want that. We want to challenge ourselves. We want to see how good can we be? How special, like how can we really dig into this thing and take some swings? And you know, look, we're not going to finish editing a movie that doesn't work. So like we'll take some swings, we'll get some options, we'll try some stuff, we'll explore the material, and we'll just try to like just make sure that at the end of the day we're kind of trimming it down to be the best movie that we can make.
Absolutely. One thing I've always loved about Joe is if he says he's going to do something, he is going to do it, and he will relentlessly pursue whatever it is he says he's going to do. And I think that's something that's also very appealing as a someone, a co-creator or whatever, or an actor working with the directors. Like, this guy's going to give 110% of it, and he really does on everything he says he's going to do. So
Let's talk about the premiere
sure.
and what happens after the premiere. Do you hope to send this national? Talk a bit about that.
I'll jump in real quick, Oliver, and then you go. Just
Yeah.
for those
Yeah, go
listening,
ahead.
and if anyone's in the San Jose area, able to drive to San Jose, March 16th is our big world premiere for the movie at Cinequest Film Festival, 2 o'clock on Sunday afternoon. Great time slot. Bert's going to be there. We're flying him in. The composer hopefully be there. Our DP, me, Oliver, bunch of the team, bunch of friends. It's going to hopefully be a big
Joe,
screen.
do you have the website just so
Yeah, so
people can
I'm
go?
going to just, it's simple. If people want to go, just simply go to burtthemovie.com. There's a ticket link right there to the tickets. It's BURT, BURT, burtthemovie.com. You click on get tickets here. You can get tickets for the Cinequest premiere March 16th. After that, and Robert, I'm going to break some news to you. I haven't even said this publicly. We did get accepted to the Arizona Film Fest, or sorry, the Phoenix Film Festival in Arizona mid-April, followed by the Florida Film Festival end of April. So we're going to do three big film festivals back to back, and then hopefully bring the film back to Los Angeles early summer with a big, hopefully VOD streaming release early midsummer. That Oliver and I are still figuring
And
out
we're
the.
gonna put some. We're still trying to figure out some of the release stuff because this is a very early in our distribution process. But we're gonna do some. We're probably gonna do some screenings. Not probably. We're going to do some screenings and events. And I, you know, we're gonna. I've been talking to some Parkinson's organizations to try and raise money. And so we have a lot of plans around this movie. So if you go to birdthemovie.com. And even if you want to put in your email, and we'll give you, we'll keep you updated on different events and different things and release dates and when we're going to be in your city, where you can check the movie out. That would be great. And yeah.
That's great. My guest, Oliver Cooper, the outstanding
Yep.
actor that you're going to eventually see in Burt, and Joe Burke have been my guests today. Any parting last words? I have enjoyed the time that we've shared together and want to thank you for being guest on Like It Is.
I was just gonna say, Robert, thank you so much for having us, and then for asking such. Honestly, I've done a lot of these things, and sometimes the questions are, really like not that they're bad, but just not as well thought out. I mean, you really had some amazing questions and, very thought-provoking questions, and really appreciate the opportunity to share this movie with, and share our story and share this movie with you. So, thank you.
I was gonna say the exact same thing. I mean, we're such a grassroots little movie. I mean, we don't have to get into this now, but we made this movie for very little money, small crew, just a lot of passion. So for you to give Robert us a platform to come in and talk about it, ask great questions, help us promote the premiere at Cinequest next month, we really do appreciate it. And thank you so much for your time.
My guests today have been Joe Burke and Oliver Cooper. They are participants in the movie Burt. I'm Bob Franklin. I'll be back next week with 30 more minutes of good conversation on another edition of Like It Is.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.